Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Fumble Flame, and I am your host, Daniel the Flame. And today, I would like to talk about Assassin's Creed. Because I should probably let you know that I have a fan going on, if you're wondering what that buzzing sound is in the background. And that is because it is hot in Topeka. I'm not in Topeka, but I just know that it's hot there and it's hot here, so I might as well just call this place Topeka. Bam, Bob's your uncle, there you go. So, I would like to talk about a gaming series that I actually fell in love with a long time ago and have now basically decided to cut all ties with it because they set my car on fire, if I was to describe our relationship, and that would be the Assassin's Creed franchise. Now, I'm only voicing my opinion now because I recently just finished beating Assassin's Creed Syndicate. It's not that I suck at playing video games. I'm actually really good at playing video games if I feel like playing them, but that's how bad I had to drudge through playing this game, is that it took me this long to beat after already freaking, two other Assassin's Creed games have already came out, and as much praise as those games got, the reason that I say that now I'm officially cutting ties with all Assassin's Creed games, and I'm never going to play another one. Especially if they continue down the path that they're going on now and, just no longer make it about freaking assassinating people, then yeah, I'm not going to play those games anymore because they're not worth playing. They're not Assassin's Creed games. It has devolved into this ridiculous scam of an RPG type of game that it constantly... It's basically mocking anyone who was a devoted fan of the franchise and the series. It turned itself into something to where it's like, if you know what the typical plot or the story is of Assassin's Creed, then you have to keep playing the game if you want to just see small little tidbits of that overall arching story that they keep trying to flesh out and stretch all these years and all these other games, because essentially they ran out of ideas of what to do. For anyone who doesn't know, a little backstory. In the beginning of Assassin's Creed, essentially the main guy that was supposed to be running the show, basically the creator of Assassin's Creed, was fired. A lot of people don't know this, but he was actually fired because with him, he thought the series ran its course and he was going to leave it on an epic conclusion, leave it at Trinity. Ubisoft, being the terrible people they are, and if you know anything about that company, you know they have a history of essentially just, you know, ruining games or just constantly keeping these open world games going over and over and over again because, hey, you know, money. So, Ubisoft fired him and then was like, we're going to keep this money train going. And in doing so, ruined the overall arching story of Assassin's Creed, but then it led into a bunch of other games and stuff like that, but it's like basically the main story that a lot of people are really interested in just never got an ending, and now it doesn't even matter in the grand scheme of everything because it, like I said, like it is just like it's hard to explain it. Like, unless you're a fan, it's hard to explain it. Like, but essentially, it just became this mess of gobbledygook that is trying so hard to keep you interested in like it's a worm on a hook or something. And, you know, it's that dude from that commercial, just, gotta be quicker than that. So, you know, that's what the overall story became. Now, the reason I'm actually fed up with the series is, like, that's one reason. But it's like, that's just the story. You could play a game and the story could be crap, but the game mechanics and everything could be amazing. So you just ignore everything everyone else says and go, hey, it still was a fun game. It just, you know, it sucked. You know, the story just sucked. But that's fine. I'm just playing the game to play the game. Now, here's the problem. After playing Assassin's Creed Syndicate, I have the gold edition because I'm smart like that. You know, I didn't buy this game when it came out for $60. I got it when it was in a gold edition and it was only $24 and it came with all the DLCs and everything because it's like I was going to play the Assassin's Creed game, but I didn't need to pay for an Assassin's Creed game. You understand what I'm saying? So, what happened was that this came... looking at my games right now. Where are you?
Nipper.
Yeah, the gold edition. Okay. Now, it includes the season pass, which had like a Jack the Ripper DLC and a bunch of different weapons and whatnot. Now, the thing about this game is that this Assassin's Creed game was utterly boring. It was incredibly boring. The reason it took me so long to beat it is because I got so damn bored playing it. It tried its hardest to copy mechanics that it didn't need, especially for a game that's supposed to be about an assassin. Like, there's a freaking detective thing going on. Because it's set in merry old London, you had, like, they were playing on the Penny Dreadful stories. And you know, that was pretty cool. But then it was like they became like these little detective tidbits that had you running across the map to try and solve these murders and whatnot. And it was like, yeah, that was fun and everything. But mainly, like, in the beginning, you would get things like assassin contracts or, like, people you need to go after to kill or someone that could test your skills by running on rooftops better than you or they're faster on you than horses and things like that. And this game had none of those. It just really had the same type of mission over and over and over again. You didn't need to play none of the side missions because they were not important to anything that was going on. All of the side missions were generally copy-paste mechanics of the exact same thing, so they weren't worth anything either. And really, I found myself playing this game just being like, I don't need to do this, but I'm doing it only because, you know, if I don't clear out all the enemies in this area, which makes it harder for me to do this other mission because then a bunch of people are going to be chasing me as I'm trying to run away because this area isn't clear of the enemy, blah, blah, blah. This is the same crap that happened in Black Flag. It happened in Assassin's Creed 3. Happened in Rogue. I'm trying to think what other ones. It typically, that it's just the copy, rinse, recycle, repeat, thing that they got going on with the Assassin's Creed franchise, especially when it comes to gameplay and their missions and story and whatnot. Now, originally, the reason I liked the series is because the story and the missions were actually pretty decent and really cool. Some of the main story missions were iconic in terms of the creativity and what you were doing throughout the level and trying to figure out a way to kill your and trying to figure out a way how you were going to assassinate this certain character. And at the same time, the conflict that you would have in thinking of a way to do it because they only give you vague information. Much like the intrigue of the Hitman games in which, you know, you're given a level and it's like, you have to kill this guy, but you can do it any way you want and there's millions of ways you can do it. And with the Assassin's Creed games, it kind of started off being that way. And it's like, they want you to kill this character this way, but how you get to that point is up to you. You're the assassin, you know? And having small side missions being creative ways of killing other non-important characters or people who might be, you know, lieutenants to this grand schemer or whatnot. And it's like, if you kill this lieutenant, then during the final mission, he won't have access to this or he won't have access to that. So it'll make it easier for you to kill him. Stuff like that, which makes things far more interesting. This game had none of that. And it was just so begrudgingly just, and it was like, instead of making the game challenging, their idea of making it challenging was like, we're going to put this person that you're supposed to kill inside this well-guarded area, and there's just a bunch of guards outside, get inside if you want to kill them. That's supposed to be a challenge, and it's like, it's not a challenge, more so just tediously annoying, because now I just have to wait for these guards' walk cycle to go past this bush so I can choke them out and pull them into the bush, and then sneak inside wherever. So it was far more annoying than I wanted it to be, especially from a game series that, like I said, I actually enjoyed and cared deeply about. Assassin's Creed 2 has one of my favorite video game endings of all time. I remember, I was in college at the time I was playing this game, and I remember not sleeping. Like, I only had, like when I beat the game, I only had, like, 3 hours before I had to get up and go to class, and I just was glued to the TV because I was like, this is it. I'm about to see the ending. I'm hyped. I'm ready. And then when it came, like, I was just dumbfounded at how they ended the game. And I was like, it's one of the most creative things I've ever seen. I was like, I didn't even blink. And it was amazing. I loved every minute of playing Assassin's Creed 2. And Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is my favorite game. Now, it's my favorite Assassin's Creed game. Not my favorite game out of all time.
that's Kingdom Hearts 2.
But Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is my favorite out of all the Assassin's Creed games. And Assassin's Creed 2 is like one of the best story-driven games I've ever played. So, what exactly was the down, like so what I'm trying to get at exact is like, what exactly was the downfall of the Assassin's Creed game? Well, one, Ubisoft. Ubisoft is a huge, maniacal, evil genius. Not an evil genius, but an evil something that's just constantly after money. You know, like any evil anything, it really just after money and power. And so this French company, always, like, if you ever seen, whenever they do a showcase at E3 or anything like that, you always see that, you know, they have a bunch of dance choreography things on the stage to promote their Just Dance games. And if you're someone who's a gamer, you always look at it and go, why the hell do they spend so much money and time showing this? And you also got to remember that E3 is not for gamers. It's for the shareholders. It's for the people who are interested in the company. And they got to show that they're doing whatever they can to make this game seem, you know, amazing for whatever company that, you know, for the shareholders and whatnot. Otherwise, they won't give money to the company so they can make more games. And Just Dance is one of those games. That's actually Ubisoft's highest video game franchise. Possibly one of their best-selling ones. I know it's hard to believe, but this is totally true. And so every year at E3, they always do a freaking dance number, and it's always weird, and it wastes time, and it's like, can't y'all do this in private or something? But nah, they can't. Now, the other thing is the firing of the original creator of Assassin's Creed. With him being gone, and being basically the visionary mind behind everything, essentially story-wise, or the mechanics for the game and whatnot, you know, you kind of killed the gift horse. You know, you didn't look it in the mouth, you shot it. You shot it in the face. And that's essentially what happened. To ensure that this franchise stayed alive, they shot the horse in the face, and now they're beating the hell out of this dead horse, because it's still shelling out some money. If you look back to some of the reviews or the topics that they were talked about and some of the other Assassin's Creed games, one of the major highlight points when Origins came out, which I thought was incredibly stupid, was the water mechanic. They just praised the hell out of how the water looked. No one talked about the gameplay. No one talked about how assassinations were supposed to play out. No one talked about the historical characters that they were supposed to bring up or anything like that. Or, like, how exactly does the game flow? Is the battle mechanics better? Because one of the major problems in Assassin's Creed 2 was that, basically, the fighting wasn't as good as it was in 1. And so, it's like, when you played Origins, when it showed the gameplay, I was like, well, this looks boring as hell. You added stats to your weapons, you get to pick up weapons and they can break and damage or something, like it was like that Zelda game and whatnot, and it was like, no, this isn't necessary for an Assassin's Creed game, because it's Assassin's Creed. You're supposed to be essentially a freaking ninja. Only time you're supposed to kill somebody is when it's your target to kill. You're not just supposed to kill a bunch of random enemies all willy-nilly, but if you've kept up with the games, that's exactly what it started to divulge into, is that, yes, you might kill one enemy, but then you start killing multiple enemies. And this all started from Assassin's Creed 3, which just basically had you fight the American Revolution by yourself. and so it was very frustrating playing Syndicate, because I knew this was going to be the last one I was ever going to play. Especially considering, like, I've looked into Origins and Odyssey, and I was like, these games are not going to be games I'm going to play, because they're not Assassin's Creed games. Hell, Odyssey doesn't even give you the frickin' hidden blade that is the known prominent feature of Assassin's Creed. And I was disgusted when I saw that, and it just made me go, why would you do this? Why would you do this? Again, it was a beloved series that I held in deep regard. I generally enjoyed Assassin's Creed. So, you know, like, as much as people hated 3, I didn't mind it. I was upset at what they did to the main overall story. But what went on with Assassin's Creed 3 and, like, the basically the story inside the Animus, the actual story of the game, well, the story inside of the game, that actually was interesting to me. It was okay. It was cool. I was cool with it. You know, I was fine with it. I knew it wasn't up to par with the rest of them, but again, I was fine with it. I didn't like Revelations, so I knew, like, three wasn't on a high bar or anything like that, so I was cool. But when I played Black Flag, you know, a lot of people were like, Dale, they're revitalizing the series, and I was like, no, they're not. Like, this game is amazing. Black Flag is awesome. I usher anyone to play it because it was a really good game and really cool, especially with the mechanics of the ships and everything like that. But everything else, like with Black Flag, you find yourself doing a lot of repeat missions. But it was just cool how seamlessly everything flew together, because really, you didn't really notice because you got on the ship. Honestly, I'm gonna just say it like that, because really, and it was like, yeah, you just going to this plantation and killing, you know, some Templar agent on this plantation inside of his mansion. And it's like, yeah, it's the same thing, rinse and repeat. But I'm not running there or going on a horse there. I'm on a freaking boat that I can shoot off some ships and steal stuff on the way, find some hidden treasure. Then I go kill the plantation dude. And then I get back on my boat. That's awesome. And that's exactly what you would have wanted for a game like that set up in that timeline with those types of characters, with that type of mechanic. And it was like, yeah, that's an Assassin's Creed game. That Assassin's Creed game that you generally like. But that's not what it's turning into. That's not what it's becoming, and that's not what it's setting itself up to be. Now, the other thing about the Assassin's Creed franchise that just, it tears my heart knowing that generally this isn't going to stop. Case in point, if you notice that they're not calling anything Assassin's Creed 5, much like this isn't a new thing that they've done, but it just shows you exactly what all this means. This is, generally, it's the same thing that Kingdom Hearts did for years, but they're not calling anything Assassin's Creed 5 because they generally don't have an idea for an Assassin's Creed 5, and they know for a fact that people who are longtime fans would be upset if Odyssey or Origins was to have been called Assassin's Creed 5. Because those games aren't really good Assassin's Creed games. But they're games that Ubisoft came out with, and they promoted like crazy in order to trick the consumer into buying them. One of the major features in Odyssey was that you get to pick your character's dialogue, but it was one of those things where it's like it didn't really matter to the overall story. Because the Assassin's Creed storyline is a linear storyline, so no matter what decision that you make, it's set in a past history, so it's not going to really change anything. It's not Mass Effect. So why would you give it a Mass Effect-type dialogue system if it doesn't really do anything to the actual overall story, which is set in stone in the first place? You see how stupid that sounds? And that's exactly what they did in Odyssey. And so it was like, why would you want to play Odyssey? And then Odyssey was so much not an Assassin's Creed game as much it was just a, hey, you want to be a Roman? or you want to be a Spartan? A game, it was like, that's what it should have called it. You want to be a Spartan? And it was like, you want to be a Spartan? And then like, a little subheading based in the Assassin's Creed world. and that would have freaking worked or something. You know, it was like, you could have did that. And then that way, when people played the game, it was like, well, it's not really an Assassin's Creed game. It's just based in that world. That's why it's so completely different and stupid. But that's not what they gave you. They showed people rowing boats, and it was like, look at the water again. It was like, didn't you talk about the water in Origins? Yeah, but now the water is even better water because it's mo better water. That's what the people want. They want good water. And this is something that in the gaming industry, if you're someone who actually keeps up with, like, everything's going on in the gaming industry and whatnot, like, really, like, this is obvious, like one of my first times in-depth talking about a video game, but I'm actually an avid video game player. You know, normally people think that I just do movies, but now I'm actually really deep into video games, and so I just felt that I need to give my 25 cents, not 2 cents, 25 cents to a beloved franchise that essentially I have to kill. I'm never going to be interested in anything else in the Assassin's Creed franchise. I'm not someone who needs to understand or know what the end grandiose story is So I'm able to cut myself off from buying any more of the games to try and figure out what the hell's going on with Juno, Minerva, and them trying to take over with the sages and whatnot. I'm cool with not knowing that. The fact that you don't know what I'm talking about is obvious as to why you shouldn't look too deep into what the hell I'm talking about, because it doesn't make any sense, and honestly, it's pointless to try and keep up with that anymore, because they're only going to keep making it go, like, just keep pulling it, like, stretching it out more and more and more to keep making these games with the little underlining, you know, defining meaning behind why you might be interested in the story, when there's nothing to be interested in, because it's really utterly utterly boring and pointless now. So, after playing Syndicate, I beat Syndicate, and the grandiose story of it was much like with some of the worser Grand Theft Auto games, where essentially you're kind of pulled along by everyone else's understanding and means in terms of how the characters and the story went. So, the main focus of the game itself, instead of it being that you're someone inside of an Animus trying to figure out stuff in order to help out the current world, which is what sold and made the original Assassin's Creed games amazing. It's just that now the whole game is just you being inside the Animus, and you're only given snippets of scenes of stuff that's happening outside of the Animus that you have no control over, and it really doesn't matter. So that made the game, you know, kind of just unbearable, because it was like, it set the tone for exactly what kind of game you're into. Like, you're literally just playing, being set in Mario London. Like, you just became Evie Fry and her brother. I can't remember his name. Jacob is his name. That's his name. His name is Jacob. Now, if you want to see, like, me playing the game, sometimes I speak on it, sometimes I don't, you can go to my YouTube channel, Daniel the Flame Gaming, on YouTube. I'm gonna put a link somewhere if I can, but yeah, just go there if you want to check it out, see me play the game, and you'll really get a grasp and understanding of what I had to go through and what I was dealing with. And I'm generally repeating things over and over and over again, and it wasn't really interesting. It really wasn't interesting. As I played it, I really stopped using the mic because I didn't care anymore, and I was literally watching movies while playing the game. So there's a bunch of times where my character just stops moving because the movie that I'm watching is far more important and far more interesting. So I just was like, I give up. I was like, you can, whatever. And it's like, I didn't need to pause. I just stopped moving. I'm not ashamed of that. I just, like I said, I didn't care. It took me a very long time to beat this game because of my lack of caring about it. And, but like this idea and thought process that I have about the series, this is something I thought about for a while, and I just wanted to voice it and get it out there. It's really, really sad when something that you actually generally enjoyed becomes utterly just not bad, but just such a shadow of its former self that it's no longer what you like, you know. And it's like, I liked Assassin's Creed, you know, but the games that are out now aren't Assassin's Creed games. There are other types of games that have the word Assassin's Creed in them. And so, with that being the case, I now know I'll never get to play an Assassin's Creed game again. Because every game that's coming out, every game that's coming out hereafter will only be Assassin's Creed in name only, but never in the game. And that is beyond depressing and sad. So, it's not with a heavy heart, but, because I could always go back and play the other games, but realistically, much of the newer games aren't really, have any replay value. Like I said, everything's just a repeat. I don't see myself playing Assassin's Creed Syndicate over anytime soon. I might play Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, but that's a big might. And it's like, I love that game, but it's a big might. And it's sad. It really is sad. Like, they designed them that way. And the only solace I can get after playing this game is the fact that I didn't spend $60 trying to get it, like, you idiots. Some people are just stupid. Like, you do not need to get a game when it first comes out. I don't give a damn who you want to beat first in, like, playing it or owning it. Unless you're playing a fighting game, buying a game when it first comes out is utterly pointless. So, with that, I'm going to just leave you with these little words of wisdom in, well, not words of wisdom, but just in my overall opinion. I would rate Assassin's Creed Syndicate as an utter 4 out of 10. Like, they even added a freaking grappling hook like you're Batman in it. And it's like, and then they had you do, like, essentially a detective mode like in Batman. So, yeah, a 4 out of 10 is totally, totally worth it. It was much to be desired. It was incredibly unsatisfying. And I'm really disappointed at the game as a whole. And I'm very disappointed at what Ubisoft is turning the game series into, because now I know whenever they talk about Assassin's Creed, it's not something I'm going to be interested in. The mechanics have devolved into that of an RPG with bad game mechanics. Its overall storyline and history archetype have become something of a joke, as they don't even try to make it interesting as to what's going on with history, more so just that everyone in history that's famous is evil. And we should all know that. So, it's something I can look back on now that I'm older and wiser. I now know, you know, I don't need to continue playing Assassin's Creed, and I just go, well, I've been playing it since the beginning, so I might as well just keep going. It's like, no, I'm better than that now. I don't have to. You can tell people to kiss your ass. It's okay to be like, I want nothing to do with this series. It's fine. It's all fine. So, I would like to know what you all think. If you were a huge fan of the Assassin's Creed, I'm just end it right now. But if you're a huge fan of the Assassin's Creed franchise, by all means, like, let me know. Send me a, drop me a line at my, email, heytheflame@gmail.com. I'll definitely get back to you. I always answer my emails. And let me know what you think. Did you think a Syndicate, you know, paved the way for Assassin's Creed? Or did you feel like me? It was like, I'm never playing another one again, because this is literally the last Assassin's Creed game that'll actually be like an actual Assassin's Creed game. You know, I would love to hear your opinion. And so with that, kind peoples who sat through and listened to me rant about a video game, I say to you, please go out, play a game that you like for my sake, and actually enjoy it. But if you're with a series that you know sucks, and keeping up with it is now becoming more of a chore than it's actually becoming fun, just let it go, man. Let it go. My name's Daniel the Flame, and this has been Fun with Flame. And as always, people, I hope you had fun. Because I sure as hell didn't play an Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Oh, no, he didn't!